This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The Department of Transportation has just released guidelines for self-driving cars and trucks. One significant update. The agency says a human driver doesn't necessarily have to be in the driver's seat of an autonomous commercial vehicle. Truck drivers, you listening? From WESA in Pittsburgh, Marketplace's Erica Barris reports.
When you ask some of the 3.5 million truck drivers in this country how they feel about autonomous trucks, they're
concerned about job displacement.
That's Joe Rakovitz with the Western States Trucking Association, a trade group. But
when you get to the large players in the industry, they're certainly looking at this as a way to potentially be a magic bullet that solves a lot of industry problems.
Like the shortage of truck drivers. Bill Sullivan with the American Trucking Association says this could be an asset to the industry.
Instead of driverless trucks, we're really talking about driver assist trucks.
Bryant Walker-Smith, professor at the University of South Carolina, focuses on law and technology. He says truckers don't have to worry about losing their jobs tomorrow, despite what he's heard from the autonomous vehicle companies.
I've heard that the technologies are ready and it's the law that's standing in the way. And I laugh every time because these technologies are still developing.
What these guidelines do, give the automated trucking industry more legal and political confidence. I'm Erica Barris for Marketplace.